FM 90.3 WJTL Skillets Fire and Fury. Good morning to you. It's 7:50.
Weather-wise today, lots of sunshine and feeling more fall-like as we head through this morning. Windy and 77. Clear with lows near 51 tonight. Tomorrow should be sunny and 70. Partly sunny, high 68 Saturday. Sunny and 70 set for Sunday. Right now it is 71.
This morning, our special guests, Ross Weidman and Joshua and Caleb Brussels of BCM International, hanging out with us. And Joshua and Caleb also from LBC. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's great to have you all here. Ross, tell us about BCM.
Great to have you here. Great to be here this morning.
Well, thanks.
There we go.
Thanks. We're happy
to
be here.
But nonetheless, BCM International, founded as Bible Club Movement in Philadelphia, now has 850 missionaries in 51 countries around the world. And this morning we have with us third generation BCM missionaries.
Wow.
Joshua and Caleb here. And you had a trip to the Netherlands this summer. And anything special comes out of that trip that stayed right in the front of your mind?
Well, yeah. So we had a friend with us. His dad is actually a Hispanic pastor in Reading, a great guy. And he actually met a very special girl in Holland, a girl we went to school with.
Yeah.
And so he's actually flying back in December, I think. And there's another girl, and she's thinking and praying about what it means to be a missionary overseas and praying about if that would be Holland.
Yeah.
So we really experienced, we thought and planned and prayed a lot about this trip, and God had some very unexpected outcomes that were really neat. So,
such as what? Can you give us an example of an unexpected outcome that you guys
experienced? Yeah, so we did street evangelism in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And going forward, like, we didn't know, like, of course there'd be a language barrier, like all of us speak English, and then only the two of us spoke Dutch, and the rest obviously didn't. And so wondering, like how would that turn out? Would we even be able to do more than just hand out tracts? But Amsterdam is a very international city, and so we were able to have many, many conversations with people from Wales, from France, from America. And so neat to see how the LBC students interacted with those internationals in Amsterdam and kind of struck a common ground there, and were able to share the gospel. So something we did not expect at all. We were thinking it would just be a handing out tracts kind of ordeal, but really neat to see how God worked that one out.
So all the students you took with you were from Lancaster Bible College.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and how many did you take?
17. So it was 17. A very big trip.
Well, now you guys grew up there,
yeah.
So it was like taking people home.
Yeah, that was weird, though, because it's two very familiar worlds, and they're mixing together. So one of my best friends on the trip, talking to my best friend from the Netherlands, so, but really special, though.
Yeah, that's great. And you went back to the camp where you guys grew up and did some ministry there.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was neat to, even in such a hands-on way, be able to serve at a place that we know so well.
So. Yeah. So what time is it in where you guys are from right now?
It is 7 to 2, so, and our grandparents out there are listening along, so you have an international audience.
So it's just after lunchtime,
yep.
And they're listening there. How great is that?
Yeah.
How great it is that the world is connected, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, will you guys be doing any future trips, do you know?
We're definitely open to it. Some people on the trip said, hey, if you do it again, sign us up. We're down for it. We'd love to go back. If there's interest from that side, of course, there has to be work, obviously, for us to do.
Yeah.
But that'd be great. Like, we're definitely down for that.
Now, I don't want to steal any time from Ross with BCM International, but this weekend you're going to be with Lisa out at LBC for homecoming. What are you guys going to be doing?
So we're not really doing anything. We'll be walking around, and our parents are coming down. So we're
good.
Excited to
see them. Yeah, that'll be great. Ross, you guys have a banquet coming up that you want to tell
us
about?
Yes, we do. November 3rd at Shady Maple. You can go to bcmintl.org and register for that. And I would love to see you there at Shady Maple. We'll be focusing on Europe that time, and the Brussels boys will be there. Now, we teased you about being Brussels sprouts, but I'm wondering, does anybody call you the Jericho Spies? You know?
Not yet.
Not yet. That's
a
new
one. The connection to that.
You got the names there. Yeah, Joshua and Caleb.
There you go.
Yeah, just don't march around our building.
Yeah. So walk around carrying tons of grapes on your shoulders, you know?
So you're going to have special speakers at the banquet?
Yes, we will. Bob Evans is a former European director, as well as our former president at one time of BCM International, and he's our keynote speaker. Really has a heart. Worked in Washington Bible College years ago, so he really knows how to identify with college students and be in the go with them.
You know everybody, don't you? Pretty
well,
much.
Well, at my age, remember, their grandfather and I were in college together.
Wow.
So my age, I know. But, you know, I'm still known as Val's dad, so.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, and you always will be.
Yeah.
BCM International's annual fundraising banquet Friday, November 3rd. Kicks off at 6, is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Doors open at 5:45.
Okay. It's at Shady Maple. You could sign up online, bcmintl.com. www.thedeadlinefor.org. The deadline for signing up, October the 30th. Guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we loved having you. Back to the music with Laura Story.